You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
So hey guys, it's Father Creed.
And Brie.
Oh my god, we're so excited.
Anyway, hello, welcome back to The Confession Box.
Yeah, so we actually have a guest today.
We do. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Anya.
Anya is a long-time supporter. We love her.
We love her too. And
today she's going to be giving myself and Reese tarot card readings.
I've never got this done before.
Reese has never gotten this done before. Me, I've gotten so many readings done. I've been to mediums. I love all that shit. To be honest, at this point, I think I could do like the 28 days haunted, where they lock you in a haunted house for 28 days and like film. I would do it and be like, yeah. Anyways,
I've seen people get them done. So Anya, tell us a bit about yourself. When did you start this off?
Yeah, so about like 3 years ago now. Like, I've always been super spiritual. Like my mom and my aunties, I'm really close with them, so they're like always super spiritual, like into spirit guides. I like walk down in the morning and my mom is in like downward dog doing yoga. I'm like, okay, can I eat my cereal?
I love that.
Super spiritual, like crazy kooky family. But yeah, about 3 years ago, this was kind of when like the start of like all the like tarot readings on TikTok, you know, like everyone's a tarot reader on TikTok. And I was like, it was near Christmas and my mom was like, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, God, I don't know. And I was like, give me tarot cards, like why not, like that sounds so fun. So she got me them and I was messing around with them doing readings for my friends, and it was really accurate. My friends were like, oh my god, you're really good at this. And I was like, oh my god, am I? So yeah, it just came from there, to be honest. I set up a little Instagram page and I've been selling my readings, doing readings for people for about 3 years.
Have you been doing the readings like as a business for 3 years?
Yeah, I'd say about kind of two and a half. Yeah, it took me about 6 months to kind of
practice.
Yeah.
I know, like with tarot, it takes like, I don't know, it's like a skill that you have to work on, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's like 78 cards in the deck. You have to kind of study what all of them mean.
Yeah, you have to like get to know them. They're like people.
Oh my god, I didn't realize there was that many.
Like, yeah, no, it's crazy. It is.
You become one with the deck.
Come on with the deck.
And don't let anybody touch your deck.
Yeah, there's all these little rules and stuff.
And doesn't the person have to like gift you the deck?
Yeah,
you can't buy it yourself.
Yeah, it can be a bad omen to buy them yourself. So yeah.
Ooh. I love it. Would you consider yourself a witch?
I mean, sometimes I would be like if somebody breaks up with me, like I'd love to be able to like hex them or whatever.
Iconic.
I mean, maybe like in a year we'll do a podcast on that. I don't know.
Yeah. But, How
to hex your ex. That's a good one.
I'm lost in world of nursing. That'd be great marketing.
Yeah, anyway. Amazing.
No, that was so cool. So is it just tarot cards then? Like, do you see dead people?
No, God, oh my god, I try and like throw out the deck if I ever saw a dead person. That is terrifying. No, absolutely not. I'm like into yoga, into like crystals and shit like that, but no, I don't want to try and tap into that, and I've never tried, so.
Some dark shit.
Me neither, that's meant for horror films.
Well, I remember though, so my mom actually used to read tarot cards, but she stopped because she kept getting like really bad nightmares and she felt like really like negative shit was happening to like people around her, so she got freaked out and just stopped. Oh, I know, pretty weird. And my mom has always been like, I don't know, super hippy dippy, or as you would,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Scary. My god,
yeah, so she stopped doing them. But I remember there was a girl I went to school with and she was like very much Catholic church raised, like super like mother brought her to mass, you know what I mean, like very strict Catholic family. And I remember mentioning the tarot cards and she was like, didn't want to be friends with me anymore. She was like, they're from the devil, like all this stuff. And I was like, but like I just want to know what's happening next year, like.
Oh my god. Yeah,
so that was like, I don't know, that was like a very intense thing that I had.
Brianna got me angel cards, And I know they're different. Yeah. But I loved those. I used to do those every night before bed.
I have angel cards. I haven't used my angel cards in a while. And then my dad touched them. And like, you know, like when people touch your cards, it like transfers their energy. So it's not great. And then you have to like cleanse them. So I'm just like, I have, yeah.
Okay. So
I know some shit. Like,
yeah. So Anya, will we get into it?
Do you I'm gonna put the dog out because she is scratching at the door.
Okay. So Anya, what do I have to know?
Okay, so basically what we're gonna do, we're gonna do a basic three card reading for you. So I'm gonna basically shuffle the deck and you'll probably see it happening, but a card can jump out at me. That's kind of the card thing, like I need to be read, or I can kind of see a card and be really drawn to it and I'll just pick that card myself. Like the cards will really make themselves known, okay?
Okay.
Like, to who you need to hear from. Yeah, basically all you have to do is just be open to whatever the cards have to say, okay? Mm-hmm. I've done readings for like my best friends before and it's like about like a fuckboy they're dating and the cards just don't give any guidance or whatever, and I'm like, I wonder why this isn't working, like it's just kind of talking about your situation, and they're like, oh, even if the cards told me to leave him, I wouldn't. So you gotta be open, don't be thinking like that, okay? If there's like a fuckboy girl in your life, be open to the cards telling you to leave his ass, okay?
There's no one in my life at the moment, Tanya. Is someone coming? Let me know.
I will
I don't know.
Do a really quick cleanse. I have my handy little candle right now, so I'm just going through and cleansing. Okay, and we will shuffle. So yeah, just be open to what they have to say and we will
open
see
your heart chakras.
Yes. Bree is the witch. What am I doing here?
Literally, I think I am.
Oh my god.
Okay, are you ready? I'm gonna shuffle.
Okay.
Now, anytime I do this in front of people, I do drop cards all the time because I'm the most awkward bitch, so do ignore that.
No problem. I identify with that.
So the way that I might as well explain the whole process. So we see the candle here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, through tarot, I'm like the empty kind of, this sounds so creepy, I'm like the empty vessel, okay? So your energy is going to flow through me and into the cards. So in order to kind of make sure that I'm all cleared, I breathe in and I imagine the candle, like the light from the candle, going through me, okay?
Okay.
So. Okay, first one just literally flew out, Ace of Pentacles.
Okay.
We're going to go again.
I can hear Reese's brain going, I like that one, it's yellow.
That's so me. I'm like, that goes with my outfit.
Okay.
I feel so nervous.
Don't be nervous, do not worry. Okay. We have the King of Wands.
Oh, there we go. Magic.
He was a redhead like yourself.
And about 10 just flew out, so we'll go again. I told you I would drop them.
No problem.
Okay, one did kind of pop out to me, but I haven't seen it yet, so maybe I was wrong. I'm going to shuffle once more and just ask if that card wants to come out then. Do you pop out? Okay. Okay, yeah, it's here again. This is one of my favorite cards. This is an amazing one.
Oh, I've seen that on TikTok. I don't know what it means, though.
It means you're a star.
Oh my god, does it mean I'm a star?
Could do.
Okay, so the cards that we have the Ace of Pentacles. Can you see that?
Yeah, perfect.
We have the King of Wands, and we have the Star. Okay, so we will begin. Let me get up my notes real quick so I don't forget anything that I have to say to you about this.
Okay.
Okay, this is like positive though, so you can like take a breath. So
okay.
It seems to be quite
unclench.
Positive.
Unclench.
Okay. Give me one moment.
No problem.
Drop the shoulders.
Yeah, I know. I was like... No, but like I think it's just so cool how spiritually connected you are.
It's really like interesting, isn't it? It's really fun. I find it a bit mad sometimes. Like, I'll, like, somebody will be like, whoa, that is literally, you've just described my life. And I'm like, whoa, how did I do that?
You're like, who are you? Thank you.
But that's so cool.
Okay, so we will begin with the Ace of Pentacles. Now, usually in a three-card reading, the first card represents the past, okay? So this can represent the past, it doesn't have to, but it can. Pentacles in tarot usually represent kind of money, so like wealth, work, money, all that jazz, okay? So yeah, we will jump straight into it. So this card is actually really lovely. It's just a card of like contentment. So like you're just doing well, you're feeling secure, like things are good, okay? You're not like worried about money, you're just like, it's okay. This is like kind of the most like content and like perfect, so to speak, of all the pentacle cards, okay? Yeah, just this perfect contentment. Like a lot of just you're really feeling really like happy. Like, do you know when, like, I don't know, this feeling.
Anya, that's so weird.
Go away.
I'm in a job at the moment and I was kind of battling with it, and I've kind of just come to a point where I'm like, I'm actually okay with everything that's happening now.
Oh my god.
So that is really weird.
That is so weird.
I'm like, that's Reese. He is quite content at the moment.
I actually am quite content at the moment.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, do you know when like you get into bed like in the evening, yeah, or like when you're not working on a certain day and you're just like so happy to be in bed, you're just like, oh, like so many endorphins. That is like the feeling I'm getting. Like you're like, oh my god, I feel so comfortable and this is like happening to me. Like, oh, you're
my
just
god,
like, yeah,
okay, that is really me at the moment. Oh my god,
just
mad.
Through like the happiness, you're just like, oh my god, yay, like you're like so excited to be so comfortable and content right now.
Completely
that kind of vibe. Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of, yeah, that was like a very, very short and sweet card, but that's kind of all that's vibing with. You're just doing really well. Just this perfect contentment, as you should. See, and you were nervous. Oh my god.
You were nervous, yeah.
Okay, so we will move on to the next fella. So the King of Wands, okay? So Wands and Tarot, they can mean a few things. They can be about kind of new beginnings and the like excitement, the enthusiasm, the positive energy that comes with those new beginnings. Mm-hmm. They can also be about communication as well.
Okay,
so this card can represent your present. Now, all of the cards can kind of represent the present right now, but if kind of the last card was the past, this can be the present. So we will jump straight in. Okay, so usually it can represent like a man in your life. Now, it can represent you, or maybe a father, kind of just a man in your life. Now, there isn't really gender in tarot, so like man or a masculine person with masculine energy or whatever. So this guy has very like dark features, so like dark hair, dark eyes, maybe dark skin, whatever. This is a very, very like super friendly type of guy.
It's not me anyway.
I'm like, I'm looking at Brianna, I still think it's her.
But if you kind of walk into like a pub or walk in anywhere with this person, everyone's like, oh, like it's you, like, hey, like this person. Do those people who have like no enemies, like everyone knows them, everyone loves them, like very few if any enemies, like gets on with everyone. It's this type of a person. This person is usually like kind of married or like settled down, like, you know, that friend that you've had who's been like basically engaged since they were like 16 to the same person. This person is calm, balanced, like basically like married or married, very honest, very conscientious person. So yeah, it could be you, it could be somebody in your life or somebody you haven't quite met yet, but just somebody really kind of stable, calm. Everybody really likes this person.
I can't think of anyone in my life at the moment that's like that. I feel like everyone around me is always very chaotic.
Me, same. Honestly, me and my friends are mental. Like the group chat.
I'm looking at Ashley now, and she's like, "I'm like, no, Ashley is chaotic. She's like me."
I mean, it could be. A lot of the time, I do a reading, and people are like, "Oh, I relate to this. I didn't relate to this." And a week later, they're like, "Oh my god, that came true. The part that
we'll do an update."
Absolutely. Oh my god, that'd be so fun. But yeah, generally, this is quite a good card. It can represent kind of maybe like a love interest, and it can signify like a soulmate kind of a card, maybe like a love interest, and it'll be like a good marriage, like kind of settling down kind of a thing.
Am I settling down?
Yeah, you never know. So yeah, you may meet someone soon, or it may just be somebody in your life who's like, quite calm and chill, somebody who like need their advice or something.
I do feel like that is you though. I would go to you for stuff like that.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's like the blind leading the blind.
I know, but we are, like, I do feel like in ways Brianna is my soulmate in a weird way.
Yeah.
We found each
other. You could be. And I mean, you guys are friends and you have this new podcast. So, I mean, it makes sense that she'd pop up. You know what I mean?
It's like a marriage.
Oh, you never know. Okay. Last card, the stars. It's okay. This is one of my favorite
Anya,
cards.
I'm hoping this is meaning what it means, right?
This is one of my
favorites. Okay. So now in tarot, we have minor arcana cards, which are these, which are kind of just describing like kind of everyday stuff or like kind of nothing long term. These are major arcana cards, okay? The star is major. Major arcana cards represent the long term, kind of big life stuff, things that impact you a lot. So the star card is a major arcana. There is 12 major arcana cards, okay? So this card basically is representing you have kind of gone through all 12 of the major arcana. Like, this is like the last one. So, like, basically, like, for want of a better phrase, you've gone through all the bullshit, you've been hurt, you've gone through shit. This is like the calm after the storm. Look at this person naked in a fucking field. This is you.
Now
that's the guy.
You're living your best life. So basically, you've been through all the shit, all the trouble, and now you're just like, you have this, like, you've gone through this, you've healed, or you're even open to healing more. You know more about yourself, you've learned more about yourself, the world around you. It's like you're kind of like, okay, I've learned from that. I understand what I want in life. I understand my morals, like, way more, kind of a thing. Like, you really understand your place in the world and what you want way more now. There's just this like well-balanced positive energy, and you're just feeling really genuinely happy. You've just gone through all the shit.
You know what, Anya, you're really putting this like so well. Honestly, I actually do feel like I am very like that. I feel like in the last couple of years, I've really learned a lot about myself and learned probably like my strengths, my weaknesses, way I react to things a lot, whereas I used to be very blind about that kind of stuff. But no, I do think you've hit the nail on the head with that one. I think I kind of know. I'm very self-aware.
To be quite honest, you've matured a lot.
I have.
Oh my god, amazing! No, that was such a positive reading. I'm actually so happy. It's like you're just bad bitching around the place now, which is so good.
I'm a boss bitch. I'm using my 24 hours a day wisely.
Yeah. Molly May would be proud.
It's my turn.
Okay, are you ready? I'm prepared shuffling.
I was born ready for this.
As I said, just stay open to whatever the cards have to say, okay?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, we have the Nine of Cups.
Hate us.
The silence.
Does that mean she loves drinking? The Nine of Cups.
The Emperor.
That's a very Brianna card.
We'll see.
Okay, what do we have last? What do we need to hear? This card does not want to come out.
Okay, I'm like, I'm glad.
Okay. I'm joking. Okay, ooh, we have the Ace of Wands. There she is. Okay, so we have the Nine of Cups, the Emperor, and the Ace of Wands. Okay, are you ready?
Born ready.
That's what I like to hear. Okay, let me return to my notes so I don't forget anything. To search you. Okay, so anyway, first of all, Nine of Cups can represent the past. It doesn't have to, but it can. Cups and tarot usually represent like emotion.
Reese is in shock. Like, what? She doesn't have feelings.
Okay, so this card, it represents a lot of, again, contentment. That's weird if that word is coming up for both of you guys. But anyway, again, this can represent the past. So kind of a lot of contentment, like physical well-being. Yeah. So you're feeling like quite content in your life, like physically you're feeling good. So maybe you're like working out a lot. Maybe you're just, you've had an illness and now you're like, you're feeling better. Something like that, some sort of like physical well-being, like you haven't felt well physically and now you're like, oh okay, I am now.
Is it in the past?
Yeah, this is usually a past.
Don't anymore, but I was
what the gym is, so
yeah, I was doing really well up until November.
Same, honestly, it's November that the like the roses come out and that's like, I'm done in the gym, I can't. Okay, so there's a lot of like kind of some sort of like victory and success, like kind of winning something, or even like, I don't know, the way that I describe this is like you've been working really, really hard at college, you finally graduated, or like working really, really hard at work, you finally got that promotion. So like working and like finally you're like, yes, like that success, that victory, or even doesn't have to be work, maybe you've been like grafted at this guy, you finally got like a DM or like some shit like that, whatever, like, working at something and now there's like success, there's victory, you're feeling good about this. Yeah, there's kind of, there's something to do with, if it's to do with love and men, military men, some sort of a soldier, some sort of a guy in uniform, something like that. I don't know, but that can be.
Next up, your Cheryl Cole's Fight for This Love.
You don't know who's in the army.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that I'm so stupid there for a minute. Oh my gosh. It's someone in the army.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What about them?
Yeah, so kind of basically like there's like a satisfaction there for like, there's like a, like there's kind of a consultation or like some sort of a meetup made or like some sort of a decision made with this person. There's like satisfaction there. More for him, I think, than you, but there's a decision made and like some sort of like a consultation, some sort of a like meetup, a decision, something was made here and it was just satisfactory, maybe for you, but I feel like more for him. So maybe like you decided to end things, maybe you said like, yeah, let's meet up, let's give it a go, something like that was kind of that was just satisfactory, again with the contentment. Maybe you'd kind of not been sure for a while, but this like decision was made. It was like, okay, this is what I'm doing, kind of a thing. So yeah, that's kind of all that it is, really. It's a very short and sweet card, but kind of all about your emotions. Like you can see there's so like cups represent emotion, there's you, so you're just kind of sitting here, look at you, like you're sitting, your arms are crossed, you're like strong and like your emotion is behind you. You're like, okay, like I know what my emotions are feeling, I'm feeling strong, like this is what I'm doing, I'm feeling good about it, kind of a thing. So yeah, so maybe like, I don't know what the love interest situation is about, but something was done and it was like satisfactory for kind of maybe both involved, but I feel like kind of more person, like one person more than the other. But yeah, you're kind of standing strong, sitting strong even, and you're like, okay, this is what's happening, you know what I mean. Yeah, shall we move on to your second card?
I think so.
So your second card is the Emperor card. Now, this guy is a major arcana, so representing kind of like less kind of day-to-day things. This is more like long-term situation, basically. Now, this card, I kind of call this the daddy issues card. It does not mean you have daddy issues, but I mean, that's sometimes what it can mean. Okay. So this is usually the present. This is what this represents. Now, it can, but, you know, all the cards can represent the right now. But yeah, the last card was past. This is usually kind of right now, like present. So this card can represent a man in your life, right? Like a man in your life now, if it was a father figure, like he was maybe very, very strict, like kind of, he kind of like didn't show like a lot of love, like he wouldn't like give you a hug, but he'd like work really hard so that you got like what you needed, so you like, you got like the shit, like he could buy you what he needed to buy you, like that kind of a thing. Yeah, and kind of like people with this dad, kind of they have like kind of self-confidence issues because it was like so hard, nearly impossible to like live up to their like you'd come home and you'd be like, I worked really hard at my maths exam, I got like a B. He'd be like, why didn't you get an A? That's expecting it. You know, that's
you have secret cameras.
Nail on the head. Nail on the fucking head.
No.
Nail on the head.
But yeah, it can also represent a love interest. Usually if it represents like a dad, it won't, but I'll say this anyway. It can represent a love interest, usually a man or just a masculine person, and they're not great at like PDA and showing their emotions because their dad was like what I just described. So they're like kind of, they're following their dad's footsteps. They're not used to like giving a hug if your dad. They're more like, oh, I'll buy you something, or like they're not like kind of, they're not emotional, like they're logical and things are black and white for them. Like they're, it's not like basic instinct to be like, you're upset, let me give you a hug. It's more like, what do I do? You know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of a situation. I will continue. So this card is kind of all about like stability, like a very stable person. Like this person won't be super emotional and go like off track. This person is like into their routine. They're stable, like they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Very powerful. This person has a lot of power. Stable, full of power. Like I'm thinking like a businessman who like doesn't ever change his routine. You know what I mean? Yeah, a great protector as well. Like he'll take care of his family, you know what I mean? Might not be the most emotional, but he's like, he's there, he's strong, he minds everyone, he makes sure everyone's okay. Yeah, he really is like, he is a great person. He's a really like, he's a good person, good heart, even though, you know, all the things I said, like it might be hard to live up to his expectations, like he's not the most emotional, whatever. He is a good person and he will protect everyone. He has like everyone's kind of best interests at heart, so to speak. Yeah, that's kind of the vibe with that card there. With what I like to call the daddy issue card. Oh, daddy issues. But yeah, that is the vibe of that one. Okay, so third and final card is the Ace of Wands. So again, you got Wands, didn't you, Reese? Yeah. As well, you were winning. Yeah, so Wands can represent, they can be about communication. They can also be about like a new beginning of some sort and kind of the excitement and enthusiasm that comes with that new beginning. It can be like really positive. Okie dokie. So now this card can represent your future. So kind of what's going to happen in the future. Okay, so, oh, sorry. Hello? Oh, you can see me again?
No worries.
My like battery thing came up on my phone. I was like, what happened?
No, you're fine.
It's like the tower cards. Yeah. So this card is kind of all about like, it's kind of like you're a very creative person. It's about like creation, like creating something, but kind of mixed with like enterprise. Like you've done something creative and now it's like a business. Like you're like something creative is happening. But this, like, I'm thinking this is a podcast. This sounds really fake.
This is what we're thinking. But, would like, it be this?
It could be, but also this is in the future, so maybe it means the podcast will grow more, maybe it's something else, a new idea, I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, it's like you're a very creative person, so it's like you've like delved into that creative side of you and you've like made something of it now, literally your entire career, literally a blogger and own a podcast. But so I'm telling you things you already know, but you know what I mean, this is like maybe something different in the future. Yeah, it's kind of all about like invention and kind of the power that you get from this, you know what I mean? So like this is going to be successful if you kind of tap into that creation, like that creative kind of whatever thing you have in you or whatever, that creative spark, it will kind of cause something in the future to be like really good, like business-wise, enterprise-wise. It's like starting your own business of some sort, maybe another one or something, I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, this card can also kind of represent like the beginning of like an enterprise, so the beginning of something really big, like the start of something, maybe that'll be like you'll have multiple chains or something of something like that. So maybe you're like, you'll like come out with like a product and it'll be in loads of different shops, something like that. Okay, like something that will like, it won't just be like one thing, if that makes sense. I don't know. Maybe that makes sense as I continue, or in the future it'll make sense. But yeah, like kind of words that are kind of to do with this card, it's like principle, so like doing things by the book, doing things fairly, the beginning of something, like the sort, like nearly like a birth or a source of something, like something brand new is about to start, like you're about to like give birth to this new idea and it's going to be really good. Okay. Also like family and like origin, like your family, where you've come from, something like that. So maybe that's to do with it, maybe your family will help you with this, I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, kind of just money, fortune, inheritance is also in this. So like you'll be
A
making
little
good
bit of that.
money.
Leave me in the
But
wind.
it's a lot of like, so kind of basically just starting this new business, maybe like family helping you, or it's something to do with family, something like close to you. And yeah, it's like your, this is like your baby. This is like you're like, this is your baby that you're like, you know, like you've like made this and you're like creating it. Okay. That's like the vibe that I get. Like you're like, oh my God, this is my child. Like,
Yeah.
so yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's
So
this and
weird.
already your page and it's gonna grow, or maybe it's something completely new. But yeah, that's kind of the vibe I get. So like just really like this brand new idea, and it's gonna just grow like more than you thought. Like maybe you thought, oh, like I'll like make a little product or whatever, but like this product is going to be everywhere. It's going to be in multiple different places. Like whatever this is, you like think it's going to be this one thing, but it's going to be bigger. Like it's going to be in different places. It's going to grow like more than you could ever kind of think, if that makes sense. So yeah,
Oh,
there
fun.
we go.
My God.
This will be, that'll be
This is
interesting. I'm
so
excited for
fun.
like a few weeks' time. I'm excited for this update. So that was
I'll be
the
like, so this is what happened.
Should have left the podcast and be the no so so.
Please, I love the state of me.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Anya, that was so fun.
That was
Thank you
so fun.
so
I really enjoyed
much.
that. And I actually
You
can't get
are
over it. Like once you said the military thing, I was like,
That is weird.
gag. Yeah.
But
Like, cause nobody really knows that, like,
no.
or the person, like,
This is
that like
mad.
had
And like I
situations
surprise
with
myself sometimes. I'm like, what? Yeah.
you Christ. And I asked you, like that whole like daddy issues, like the father relationship, like spot on with me and my
Really
dad.
spot on.
But like I love him.
Mad. Oh my God.
Oh my
But
God, that's
yeah,
mental.
spot on, spot
But
on.
thank you so much, Anya, for taking the time.
Thank you for having me
She's a good
on. It's been so
witch. She's a good
fun.
witch.
She's a good
Anya,
witch.
just if you want to plug yourself, please do. Where can people find you?
Oh, absolutely. So my main kind of page where you can find me is on Instagram. It's Tarot's by Anya. So Tarot's by Anya. Yeah, and you guys can just DM me if you want a reading or any information. I also have a TikTok. It's the same at Tarot's by Anya.
We're gonna go follow you right now.
Cool.
We're
So
already following you on
we're
Instagram.
already
We're
following you
following
everywhere, but we're
you
gonna follow you, don't worry. And
Impossible.
we'll
That's
put a
so much.
post, up and tag you on the confession box
Yeah.
and on our own pages and stuff.
Thank
So
you.
people can find
So
you there.
funny. Thank you so much.
Anya,
We're
thank you
gonna
so much.
just hit stop on recording.
Yeah, we're gonna hit stop on recording and we will hopefully be talking to everybody soon.
Yeah, it was so nice to have you on. And
Thank you
thank you
so
for
much.
sharing.
Eat,
Oh my
pray.
God, it's been so fun. Thank you so
Your little
much.
like tips and stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.